Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. Appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of the 2022 NFL Draft Stars, and we bring them to you today. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're free and available anywhere where you listen to your podcast, Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, any of those outlets, and many more. But with that said, we have the Virginia Tech standout running back, very, very versatile young man. It's Raheem Blackshear. He was also at the Hula Bowl. Fabulous career, all ACC 13 this past year. He was also ACC running back of the week several times. Very diverse, really well equipped to be an all-around back at the next level. With that said, Raheem, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
How you doing? I'm doing good. You know, I just got a good workout in with my trainer, Jordan. I'm feeling good, and how you doing?
I'm doing great. Talking with you guys and letting our audience and myself know more about what you young men bring to this 2022 draft class. And like I mentioned at the top of the show, you are very well-rounded. I mean, with the ball in your hands, I don't think there's anything that you can't do. Has that been the case from the time you began playing football? Were you always the better guy from the get-go?
So me, I always, like, me and my father always wanted me to be a versatile player, you know. Like, growing up, I was a quarterback, and then I'm going to running back, receiver. So me personally, I feel like versatility helped you grow in this league.
And it has, and it's gotten you this far. So I'm curious, I as we go through the progression, you mentioned several positions right off the bat when you began. How did you kind of settle in to the guy that we see today at the running back position?
So me personally, Reggie Bush has been my favorite player growing up. You know, just watching him, I always wanted to be just like Reggie Bush. So I try to get number five, you know, because everything he did, I model myself after him.
That's a good guy to model yourself after. If you're going to model yourself after anybody, I mean, one of the collegiate greats that we've ever seen. So you go to Rutgers, and then you end up at Virginia Tech, but you're getting big-time offers right off the cuff. I mean, playing in Power 5 programs. What was that recruiting process like, and how did you choose Rutgers immediately?
So my recruiting process, you know, it was fun going around. I committed to Temple and ended up taking a visit to Michigan State, fell in love with Michigan State, committed to Michigan State. But I took a visit to Rutgers, and I just fell in love with it. My parents loved it. I'm close to home. Coach Jerry Kill, he was telling me, like, how much of a legendary coach, how he's going to mold me into a player I need to be. And I trust the process with them guys.
And the process has treated you very well with Raheem. Once again, Raheem Blackshear here on the C2P, finding out again more about what this young man brings to this 2022 draft class at the running back position. Let's fast forward to this, I should say rewind back a few months. You're down at the Hula Bowl. What was that experience like for you, just being able to rub elbows and talk with teams and let them know who you are?
So the Hula Bowl was an amazing experience. You know, they took me to Disney World for the first time. I got to meet with all 32 teams. It was just an experience that you would never forget, you know. I got a chance to score in the game, had a great week of practice, and just show me, like, the foreplay that's going to be in front of you for the NFL, just showing you, like, what are you going to go through in meetings, what time you have to be up, like, the adjustment from college to the NFL. It was just a great experience all around.
And when you arrived down there, was there something specific that you really wanted to showcase? I mean, you might have heard there were some doubts about something or something they wanted to see. Was there anything in particular that you really wanted to hammer home to these guys?
So I wanted to mainly showcase my one-on-one pass blocking. You know, I wanted to show them that I'm not the little dude who's scared of pass block. You know, I'm more than just a catching back. I'm all three down back. So I was just out there showing that I'm physical. I'm not afraid to go against a one-on-one backer.
Nice. And you come across like you got a real pulse to you. You got an energy. Does that resonate in the huddle? Does that resonate with your teammates?
Yes, I try to uplift everybody. You know, I feel like you bring energy, it's going to help bring energy to the whole team. So, me, I'm always pumped. I'm excited. Like, I like this game. I'm in love with the game. I like to compete. So, just me being able to compete, it just helped me out.
Excellent, excellent stuff. And I ask all the guys that come on the show and people who listen often already know what question I'm going to ask. But if we threw you in that film room with these NFL scouts, what are they going to love about you? What are those abilities that just pop and scream off the film that they're going to fall in love with, in your words?
So me personally, I feel like me being a back that's able to catch out the backfield, also I can play in a receiver as a slot or outside receiver, just showing how versatile I can be. I can be a kick return specialist, a punt return specialist. Just being able to utilize me all over the field, I feel like that brings a lot of versatility and a lot of matchup problems for teams.
Nice. And what goes unnoticed? This is your show. We want to showcase you in the best light that we can. We want to let teams know you the best that they can. What don't they know about Raheem Blackshear? You could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, great in the community. Maybe the systems at Rutgers or Virginia Tech didn't allow you to showcase another skill. That said, this is your show. Go ahead and tell us what they need to know.
So I feel like a lot of teams need to know that I'm also a family man. You know, I'm big in faith. I'm big on making sure I get everything perfect. I critique every little like detail I do. So I make sure I'm in a film room. I watch a lot of film. I'm breaking down a lot more than what a lot of people think. So I'm a versatile player. I'm a long distance runner. I just want to let people know that I'm not just that short speed burst. I want to let people know I'm that big home run hitter. So I just want to show that more when I get that chance in that draft. I can't wait to show what I can do.
Yeah, and it's an exciting time. And I joke around with guys because we're kind of getting to that close to spring ball time. Have you woken up yet thinking that you're missing practice or a meeting yet and realized that, hey, you know what, I'm out of school. I don't got to worry about it?
So me personally, I'm still actually in school. I'm still in grad school, you know, trying to get my my master's. So I'm
early to work out.
Yes, sir. I wake up early to wake up, you know. I make sure I get my work done. I eat my breakfast. I got like a planner, you know. I try to stick to my plan.
So you have a full docket. You have a full agenda throughout the day. Are you just completely exhausted when you finally put your head to rest?
I mean, I try to be to bed, you know, my 10:30. I recover my body. You got to make sure you put that recovery into your body, you know. So when I hit the pillow, I'm asleep, you know.
Awesome. I did not realize that you were going for your master's, and that's fabulous. So, yeah, you definitely you're the true, what they would like to say, a student athlete. You are taking the academics as well as the athletics to heart and maximizing both these opportunities as you make your path towards this next level. Is it like a dream come true yet? Can you believe you're this close? What's it like just being in this position where you're about a month and a half away from finding out where you're going to land?
It didn't hit me yet. Like, I'm still, like, you know, trying to be in grind mode. You know, my pro day is coming up on the 22nd. So I still got my head down just trying to grind. So when I get close to the time, I might cry, you know. Just I've been waiting for this moment since I was a kid. So I'm excited.
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity for you. I'm curious, EMG, they represent you. I'm sure you had a litany of agencies, you know, that you could have signed with. But when you spoke with those guys, what did they, you know, bring to you that you knew that these were going to be the guys to get you the best fit and get you the farthest and just have some peace of mind knowing that these guys got your back?
So when I first met with them guys, I already knew. It was love at first sight. You know, it was real family-based. I trust every single one of the guys in the agency. They're honest with me. They're like, this is not going to be an easy process. You're going to have to pitch your head down and actually grind. And I just love the way, like, they, you know, always kept me pushing. They never let me get too complacent. They always kept me driving, you know. So just having that relationship with them is like having a father figure. So I always really appreciate everything they've done for me.
Yeah, and the fabulous stuff. And like I said, I've known Ed for a long time. And top shelf agency, top shelf base, and you're very, very good hands. You mentioned that March 22nd pro day, Raheem. Any particular event? You don't have to give a number, but any particular event that you really think you're just going to knock out of the ballpark?
I feel like a lot of people are going to fall in love with my 40. I'm excited for it. I can't wait to show my 40-yard dash.
Awesome. And you know that's the eye catcher. You could bench press 180 times. Nobody cares, but you run a fast 40, it's definitely going to turn some heads. Listen, we are almost out of time. We are so appreciative of you, and especially going for your Masters, training for the draft, everything that goes within being your position, and share a little bit of your time with us. We're very, very thankful. But with that said, we always like to end the show. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
So let's try it. Let's do it.
All right. Amongst the running back unit at Virginia Tech, could be you or your teammates, who is the most serious in the running back room, and who's the biggest jokester, I should say? Who's the guy that, you know, made everybody laugh in that running back room?
So I would say I'm the most serious, and I feel like the jokester is probably Kenji. He's a young freshman. He's going to have a big future coming ahead of him. He's just absolutely a funny kid, you know.
Excellent. And looking back at your Hokies career, if you could, I guess, what was your single favorite play that you ever made at Virginia Tech?
A single favorite play was senior night versus Duke. I ended up coming one-on-one with the safety. I broke him off, you know, and just got in the end zone, you know, in front of our student section. It went bananas. So, you know, just having that in the inter Sandman, it's just amazing. That's like an experience you'll never forget.
That's something that you'll never forget. And then the final one, as we approach this 2022 NFL draft, that weekend of the draft, I assume you're going to be with family, dear friends, awaiting to hear your name come off the board and find out where you're going to continue your playing career. With that said, who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
So I'm going to say the best cook in my family is my dad. And one thing I'm looking forward for him to be cooking is probably fried chicken. You know, he cooks like a Cajun-style fried chicken. I can't wait to taste it, you know.
Well, that's official then. Dad is on the clock for fried chicken. You, my friend, are on the clock for this 22-minute draft. Hey, stay safe. We always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And we can't wait to see you do your thing to the next level, my man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for taking time out.
Yes, sir. Once again, that is Raheem Blackshirt. He's standout, Virginia Tech Hokies running back, all ACC third team, other accolades throughout his collegiate career. Very versatile. You know, EMG, we had Jashawn Corbin on earlier. These guys really packed a punch in terms of delivering these 2022 class with some versatile weapons out of the backfield. Guys that really, you put their balls in their hands anywhere on the field, you can make a bet that it could end up with 6 points. As always, we appreciate you folks joining us here on the Sea.
This has been a C2P exclusive.